I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After 20 years in power, the Algerian president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has resigned amid ongoing protests. However, Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says that Algeria's current situation indirectly impacts Christians throughout the country.
Since 2006, there have been significant restrictions that have been made on the church through legislation. Those laws are unconstitutional and contrary to international human rights legislation. But it's part of a number of laws which aims to restrict the freedom of religion in the country.
So pray for positive changes regarding religious freedom in Algeria and ask God to protect our brothers and sisters there and strengthen their witness. And we'd all probably agree that Bible translation is important. It's even more critical in the deaf world.
Out of the 350 sign languages or more worldwide, less than 30 of them have any sort of published scripture at all. So over 90% of sign languages have nothing.
That's Rob Meyer with Door International. He says you can't have sustainable deaf ministry without God's word in sign language. Furthermore, you need sign language Bible translation consultants to check for biblical accuracy. And less than 12 translation consultants worldwide have those skills. But thankfully, that's changing this weekend. 15 people are graduating from Door's translation consultant training program. So please, keep these men in your prayers.
Their role is incredibly critical, but that also means that they're more open to spiritual attack.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.